the news in touch with your world. I'm Orchid Seer. Good afternoon. Danish circumcisions were all consensual, and Faith Mutambi found to have lied to Parliament. Legal representative for the Danish citizen Peter Frederiksen says the accused did not pay women to allow him to circumcise them. This follows indications that one witness that had earlier testified in camera received 2,500 rand from Frederiksen. Marius Prevere for the defence, however, says this payment was a loan. Frederiksen stands accused on several counts, including the illegal storage of human tissue and conspiracy to commit murder. A witness who recorded a video of Frederiksen performing a circumcision on another woman testified that it was all consensual. She claims that she performed part-time work as a cleaner for Frederiksen and she occasionally looked after his child. The witness, who may not be identified, said Frederiksen also asked her to undergo the procedure, but she was too scared. On a question from Judge J.P. Daffu on whether this procedure was part of Basutu culture, she said she does not know about it. A report from Parliament's legal services has found that former Communications Minister Faith Mutambi tried to mislead Parliament. The DA now wants Speaker Baleka Mbete to lay criminal charges against Mutambi and others who have been found to have misled or lied to the ad hoc committee that investigated the SABC board earlier this year. The report identified Mutambi, former SABC Secretary Teresa Geldenhuys, former SABC Chief Financial Officer and Acting CEO James Aguma, and several others as having lied to or attempted to mislead the inquiry with their evidence. DA MP Pumzile van Dam says they want to ensure Mbete acts against these individuals, as the report has been sitting on her desk since June 5th. Lying to Parliament is a criminal offence similar to perjury. The ad hoc committee at the time recommended that anyone found to have lied should face criminal charges. The committee also found Mutambi to be incompetent in her role as Minister of Communication. And some medical practitioners in the Free State have not received overtime salaries for over 4 years. This was revealed during the National Council of Provinces oversight visit to Botshabelo District Hospital today. According to hospital management, financial constraints in the past prevented the Free State Department of Health from compensating staff for overtime. Staffers now apply to work overtime, which they did not have to do in the past. Health department officials have indicated that practitioners will be receiving overdue salaries and overtime payments, irrespective of whether they are still working for the Botshabelo-based medical facilities. Your top story at this hour: legal representative for the Danish citizen Peter Frederiksen says the accused never paid women to allow him to circumcise them, and the act was always consensual. Follow OFM News' page on Twitter. Go to @OFMNews9497.